In Carrboro, North Carolina tonight, people will gather to honor 24-year-old Masail Martinez. The Army Staff Sergeant was on his third deployment in Iraq when he was killed by a roadside bomb in Ramadi last month. Martinez grew up in North Carolina, the son of Mexican immigrants. He enlisted in the military just a month after finishing high school. Jessica Jones of member station WUNC reports.
Right now, the Martinez family's modest living room is overflowing with flowers and framed pictures of Masail, a strapping young man with a megawatt smile. Masail's mother, Rosalia Martinez, flips through a manila envelope full of even more snapshots. There are photos of Masail and his siblings dressed in Halloween costumes, on family vacations with grandparents, and on their first fishing trip. She pulls out one of Masail with his friends from high school. Speaking in Spanish, she says it's one of her favorites.
Por eso le llamaba yo chicken lips.
Rosalia points to her son's full red lips in the photo and laughs. They used to call him chicken lips. Masail's younger sister, Helen, explains why.
He always had a habit when he was little that he always had dry lips. And instead of asking for, you know, where was chapstick or going to go find a chapstick, he just simply lick his lips and kind of bite it at the same time. And so it would turn like this pinkish, reddish, dark color.
So Helen says as a teenager growing up in Chapel Hill, her brother was always prepared by stashing lip balm everywhere. Helen says of the four children in the Martinez family, Masail was the most detail-oriented. At home, he organized his room perfectly. Masail was like that elsewhere, too. His carpentry teacher at Orange High School, Matt Hamlet, says when Masail talked about enlisting in the Army, everyone believed he really would.
It was the way he dressed. You know, he dressed not extravagantly, but the creases were in place, the buttons were buttoned, the shirt tail was in. He was meticulous about things, and he liked that regiment, that discipline.
Hamlet says Masail was good-natured and popular. He was also a solid student who at one time planned to go to college, though he joined the military first. Masail re-enlisted after his second deployment to Iraq, got a promotion, and then, his sister Helen says, Masail was sent back to the Middle East.
When we were told that he would have to go again, I did get upset because I was like, he's already been twice. I was like, what's the point? And I figured that, you know, that it was asking too much.
But Masail was told the third deployment would be his last. He was trying to get through it as quickly as possible without taking Christmas leave. Last year, Masail's younger sibling Israel enlisted in the Army, inspired in part by his brother. Israel recently received his orders to deploy, but Helen says ever since his brother died, he doesn't want to go.
And I told him they just won't simply allow you just to get out because you don't want to go. You're in there because you knew that it would probably be called upon you to go, to show your support, you know, be brave, be courageous.
Israel is scheduled to leave for Iraq in January. Because of his brother's death, he's eligible for an exemption from combat. Israel Martinez says he hasn't decided yet whether to try. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.